Welcome to Future Proof, the marketing podcast from Kantar, the world's leading marketing data and analytics company, and Side Business School, University of Oxford. In each episode, we speak with marketing leaders and share insights to help brands and business leaders navigate the ever-changing marketing landscape and hopefully dispel some myths and misconceptions along the way. In this series, Martin Guerrera, head of...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Kantar Brand Z meets remarkable senior marketers leading some of the world's most valuable global brands to discuss strategies that differentiate, protect value, and advance their sustainability credentials.
I'm delighted to be joined by Stefan Cipionka, Global Vice President, Marketing Performance, Coca-Cola. It's a phenomenal result for Coca-Cola in this year's global ranking, re-entering our global top 10 for the first time since 2015, with strengthened consumer relationships in the last few years, bringing Coca-Cola's brand value to an all-time high. Thank you for joining us today, Stefan.
Thank you for having me, Martin.
I'm going to start with a really broad question to kick us off. How do you believe brands add value to businesses?
Oh, brands can add tremendous value to businesses if a brand is managed correctly and if a brand is built in a meaningful manner. You know, brands actually give meaning to products and services. Brands make a product or service identifiable. They make a service different, unique. Sometimes they even explain what a product is really about. They enable consumer choice. And all those things really drive loyalty and also allow companies to command a price premium. So let me give you a simple example of how much value a brand can drive for business. If we want to know what time it is, of course, today we have mobile phones, but if I want a wristwatch, for instance, right? Wristwatch will cost me anything between $50 and $100 if I want a watch that's accurate, that has a good design, and that lasts for a few years. So $50 to $100. If I want a timepiece, I would need to spend maybe 1,000 times that price because I want a brand that stands for something, a watch that is made out of a specific material that has a movement that lasts for a lifetime. And I am buying into the heritage and the values of a brand. So this is one of many examples how brands can add significant value to businesses.
I like that analogy of timepiece and brand. That's what I might adopt myself in future. So if you just think about being able to build a brand. What do you see as the most important elements of building a strong brand?
Well, building a brand is really a journey, and it's a challenge. But if we look at, you know, if we go up to 40,000 feet, bird's eye perspective, and try to figure out what are the most important things, I would say that, first of all, we need to have a great product or great service. And when I say great, it has to be, on the one hand, highly relevant to your target audience. And on the other hand, it has to stand out from competition, has to be superior to competition, ideally in a variety of attributes, right? And actually, the MDF framework helps us to measure those and track those attributes. So the first thing I need is a product or service that intrinsically from its quality is superior and highly relevant to people. And then I would follow Byron Sharp, really, to say, you know, once I have a great product, I need to make sure that this product is also available, broadly available, or at least available to the target audience. And with that comes, obviously, distribution, availability, but also excellence in execution. So you need to make sure that people don't just see your product, but it really stands out in the point of sale, and you can purchase it easily, be it online or be it offline, right? And on top of that, I need mental availability. So when I think of a problem, or I think of a need, or I think of a category, I have to make sure that my brand comes to mind first. And then maybe a couple of functionalities, like what role does it play? What benefit does it have? So in short, we need to have a highly relevant product that's superior to competition, that beats anything that's out there, and ideally in a variety of attributes. We need to have an available and well-executed product, and it needs to come to mind. So there has to be saliency. And building a brand is really a journey. So you need to evolve your narrative over time. You need to stay consistent to what your brand stands for, to the values, to the functionalities, to the essence. You can't really pivot around. You need to build a brand over time. It takes time. It takes a lot of consistency and authenticity to build a brand.
That sounds like a big challenge in terms of evolution, but having that consistency to join the dots along the way. Okay, so if we take a step back now for a second, we obviously know we're living through a particularly volatile period at the moment globally. What do you see as the biggest headwinds over the next 12 months, and how do you, as Coca-Cola, plan to overcome them?
So there are definitely uncertainties out there, macroeconomic uncertainties, inflation. There are geopolitical tensions, all those kinds of issues. And I believe that the uncertainty, there is just uncertainty how the consumer environment will play out over 2023, right? And what you need to do in these circumstances, I think, is be prepared. And as the Coca-Cola company, we are now a much more flexible network enterprise.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
And we're really confident that together with our bottling partners, we can win locally in like a wide variety of environments, because challenges and uncertainties are different in different places. On top of that, we have a strong growth portfolio of consumer-centric brands. And through the networked organization, we can make sure we leverage those brands very effectively in uncertain times.
Sure. That makes total sense. You mentioned consumers there briefly. Thinking more about consumers now specifically, how do you ensure that your brand and brands continue to have a strong connection with the consumer?
Well, I'd invite you to spend an afternoon with me, because this question really merits a very long conversation. But you know, in short, a couple of highlights maybe from our side. So we're working with WPP. WPP is our global marketing network partner. We're increasingly leveraging digital experiences to engage with consumers, mainly through passion points, personalized experiences, collaborations. Coke Studio, for instance, is an asset that was developed in Pakistan many, many years ago. And the team in Pakistan, they really built the asset with consistency over the years. They made it bigger every year. Last year, the season streamed, I think, over 1 billion times. And the network teams scaled that asset to, I think, 30 markets. And today, Coke Studio is a global brand platform. So it's an always-on platform. And the beautiful thing about Coke Music is really that it connects the passion for music, people's love for music, with consumption occasions. And it really connects teams to the brand deeply, unleashing experiences. There was another one, and you haven't asked me about AI yet, but we did a partnership with OpenAI, ChatGPT, and DALL-E just recently, and we invited people to design their own artwork for a Coca-Cola ad. AI supported. And the best submissions actually got showcased on our billboard in Times Square, New York. So these are the things that we use, just two examples of how we engage consumers and how we try to close or how to tighten the relationship that we have with our consumers.
That's very interesting. And is there anything that you see around your consumers and their needs that have changed in the last 5 years? And what are you trying to do to ensure that your brands evolve to continue to meet those consumer needs?
Well, obviously, there were shifts. You know, there are shifts, and certain shifts were accelerated by the pandemic. For instance, one channel that has emerged very, very strong and that was propelled by COVID are food service aggregators. Pre-pandemic, the channel existed, but I think today it is a very, very popular and important channel for us. Another shift in consumer behavior is obviously the way people embrace work today, right? So if possible, people, I think, have embraced a hybrid model of working, and this has led to tremendous shifts in consumption behavior. Imagine somebody who pre-pandemic bought a coffee every morning in a coffee shop before going to work. And the five coffees a week are now reduced to two coffees a week. But at the same time, that person might have invested in a better coffee maker. We also recognize those trends. For instance, we have mini cans that are really handy and that are a great refreshment for your breaks for working at home.
You touched on there around some of the inflationary pressures on your business, but also on consumers. I'm just interested to understand a bit more about how you see the role of brand in supporting pricing.
Yeah, so I mentioned before that a brand is really, really important to give a product the meaning and to drive, you know, loyalty. And that obviously builds a relationship between the person and the brand. So this is something important in times of macroeconomic uncertainty. But beyond that, I think we have stepped up a great deal our revenue growth management capabilities. And revenue growth management is at its core, it's really a consumer-centric segmentation, and it ensures that we have the right product in the right package, in the right channel, at the right price point. And this helps us drive transactions both in the affordability segment and in the premium segment. So it helps us really expand our consumer base. There will be people who spend less, and here we need to look for affordability options. And there will be people who want to value up, and revenue growth management helps us there as well.
And just thinking more globally now, so clearly Coca-Cola and your other brands are huge brands across several or many global markets. What do you see as the challenges of developing a successful global marketing strategy, and what do you do within Coca-Cola to try and meet that need? Clearly, that's a very big challenge and a big question.
Yeah, that's a good question, and it's important to find that sweet spot, right? Because at the Coca-Cola company, we're privileged to be able to work with many different, very powerful, very successful global brands. And anyone who has worked with a powerful global brand sees the benefits and the power really that comes from brands like these. And what you cannot do with global brands is reinvent them locally. So you need to have a brand architecture. You need to have a globally consistent strategy. However, you also need to strike the balance of making them locally relevant. And we are now in a networked organization. So the teams are set up, networked across geographies, across functions. And that helps us find that sweet spot. Take Christmas, for example. So you're very familiar with Coca-Cola Christmas, I would assume. Coke Christmas is, in the West, is the most iconic Coke asset that we have, right? But in the East, we activate the Chinese New Year, or in Islamic countries, Ramadan. So while the brand, the role of the brand, you know, connecting people over enjoying a Coke during the festive season is stays actually the same, the context is very different. So it's either Christmas or it's Chinese New Year. But, you know, the role of the brand does not change. The strategy does not change.
And final question. So we obviously talk to lots of clients around the world. One of the topics that comes up increasingly in those conversations is sustainability. So I thought we'd finish by just asking for your thoughts on Coke's sustainability agenda and just sharing your thoughts on that.
No, it's actually, it's a beautiful sustainability agenda, and it's very much anchored in the company purpose: refresh the world and make a difference. Maybe worth mentioning water. Water is a priority for the Coca-Cola company, logically, because it's the main ingredient in all our products, and it's essential to the communities where we operate and that we serve. And for us, what we are doing, for instance, is we're replenishing the water that we use for our beverages. So last year, we replenished 159% of the water that we used for our finished beverages. Packaging is another big topic. We're working on including more recycled content in our packaging. We have a goal of this being 50% by 2030. We're expanding the use of refillable bottles, be it returnable glass bottles, returnable PET bottles. We're also collecting packaging for recycling with our World Without Waste initiative. And here the goal, again, is collecting 100% by 2030. So there are many areas in our ESG and sustainability agenda, and the projects coming from there and the goals are ambitious.
Well, sounds like there's lots of great work going on in that space. So, Stefan, we've covered lots of ground today. Thanks very much for your time and the great insights you've provided. And hope to talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Martin. Thank you.
You've been listening to Future Proof from Kantar and Side Business School. For all episodes and more information, visit kantar.com or oxfordfutureofmarketing.com. If you enjoyed this, please leave a rating and a review and subscribe on your favourite podcast app so you never miss an episode.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences, whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets. Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.